Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Thursday morning. Actually, just had a quick chat off air with Locker. He and Jamie, of course, in Winnipeg right now. They're the Green Zone with Jamie and Locker, the only Saskatchewan sports show live in Winnipeg for Grey Cup week. They've been there all week long, and we'll be doing the show, of course, live this afternoon as well. So you can listen in every day starting at 2 o'clock. They've got a special Grey Cup preview on Saturday starting at 2 o'clock, and then, of course, the pregame show 3 to 5 on Sunday just ahead of the Grey Cup. So it's going to be a great few days of football. We've got a couple. In fact, they sent the executive producer of our show, Libby Gray, is there doing some work on behalf of the news team. So the great Nicole Garn has stepped in to help us with production of this show while that goes on as well. So we've got a full slate of people, including Britton Gray, writer reporter, also in Winnipeg. We'll be bringing you lots of updates, and we've got a few of them joining us tomorrow on the show. Well, November is Financial Literacy Month. It seems like just yesterday was last November, and we were talking about Financial Literacy Month. It's amazing how quickly what goes around in a year comes back to fruition. But yes, November is here. It is Financial Literacy Month. More and more people are turning to do-it-yourself investing. And a growing concern, of course, coming with that about scams and misleading information, especially on social media. While do-it-yourself investing can come with its pros, it's got some cons as well. So to help protect investors, the Financial and Consumer Affairs Authority of Saskatchewan has launched a new advertising campaign. You've probably seen or listened to their ads warning about online investment risks and scams. Joining us today to talk a little bit more about this is Dean Murison, who is the Executive Director of Securities for the FCAA. Dean, thanks so much for coming back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I said it just seems like yesterday we were talking about Financial Literacy Month, and it's back here again. That's how quick a year goes by.
Yeah, we've got to always be vigilant.
For sure. So why is it important when we're talking about investments? How much more are you seeing people through do-it-yourself investing getting duped?
Well, I don't know that we have statistics on how many DIY investors get duped, but we do know that the online platforms are a continuing problem. If people would check, are they registered.ca and check if these entities they're wanting to deal with are registered, we probably would avoid all of these scams. Mm-hmm. But people don't do that, and our message certainly is to do that before you get into an investing situation, because these scams are growing, and with the growth of technology and such, they're not going away.
Just give us just the quick backstory on what we are talking about when we say do it yourself or DIY investing. What are you talking about, and how is that different from someone who goes out and actually has a professional to do that sort of work for them?
Yeah, well, really, it's fairly simple. Do-it-yourself investor will make all these investment decisions themselves. They won't have the advice of a full-service advisor who would tell them whether an investment is suitable for them or not. In the case of a DIY investor, you, the investor, make those decisions for yourself. And there are things you need to be aware of when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of the red flags, some of the things that you've seen, maybe through reports where people have been taken advantage of through scams when doing this sort of work?
Yeah, well, things people need to do, as I mentioned before, they need to check whether this entity is registered. If they're not registered, just don't deal with them. The other thing you have to be aware of if you're going to do this type of investing is that the internet has reams of information on it. Most of it's unverified, a lot of it's untrue, a lot of it are downright people trying to take advantage of people and scams. So you have to make sure if you're going to do this that you really do your background research on any investment you're considering. The other thing you've got to be aware of is this takes a lot of time. If you're going to your full-service broker, he does all that or she does all that for you. You're going to have the time to do that and monitor your investments. So those are things that you really need to be aware of if you're going to go into this type of investment approach.
What protection comes with You mentioned the website, aretheyregistered.ca. What type of protection comes with a business or an entity that is registered?
Well, if you're registered with our office, we do background checks on the people involved in the entity. Right? We ensure they're sort of financially solvent. We try to ensure that they're proficient, that they know what they're talking about, if they have the proper training and the proper courses. So you're getting that package of information in a full service broker. Without that, you're kind of on your own and you make those decisions yourself. So it's not that you can't do that. It's just that you have to be aware and wise in the way you do it.
Dean Murison is my guest, Executive Director of Securities for the Financial and Consumer Affairs Authority, otherwise known as FCAA for our province. Is there a demographic that's more at risk? If we're thinking about do-it-yourself investing, is there a demographic that tends to lean towards that more than others?
Yeah, studies show us that the demographic is usually men under the age of 35 or younger, and then followed by men and women in the 35 to 54 age group, and they usually have a university degree. That's the demographics that most often gravitate to this type of investing approach.
Mm-hmm. So again, it's first step should be, if you're looking at doing some work with a company, check them first on aretheyregistered.ca. You guys just launched a new campaign to promote safe investing. What are some of the messages that are contained in your campaign you want to stick with people in the province?
I can't say it enough. You know, you need to check registration and make sure that you're dealing with somebody that is registered, sort of thing, right? You know, in the case of a DUI investor, you want to make sure that you also put in the time to do the work. Any investor needs to have a plan, a goal. They need to think about what their risk tolerance is in order to, you know, meet that goal. So how much risk can you take on with the money you have in order to get to where you want to go in your goal? So you need to make sure you do that. You can find more tips on that sort of thing in our advertising campaign at safeguardyoursavings.ca.
Mm-hmm. Safeguardyoursavings.ca. What about other, so we've been talking about investing, but I mean, with November being Financial Literacy Month, it's always a good time to remind people about some of the scams, the challenges out there, which is, I know, part of the work that you and the team do. What are you seeing? Are there any trends, scams that are kind of bubbling back to the surface or maybe have been prominent in our province for a while?
Well, the biggest scam we see is online scams. You know, I mean, where these scammers put up a post on social media or Facebook. Often they'll sort of use AI to put in a famous person, the prime minister, the premier, who says, "Oh, this is a great investment," to try to create sort of trust, or they'll put in wonderful stats that it gets this much return, it's safe, it's guaranteed. You know, keep it a secret though; don't tell everybody else. Right? It's only for you, and all that stuff, and they look like really professional ads. Mm-hmm. And people, don't check the registration to deal with these people, or they don't verify the information before, because, most our prime ministers and our premiers never really recommend investments on social media.
Right.
So, people need to be aware of that. So that's the biggest, that's the growth area of scams right now.
We've definitely seen that both with Premier Scott Moe. He was used in a scam and there was a release done about that. I think there's been a couple with Prime Minister Mark Carney. So it's definitely something that's prevalent out there. Before I let you go, we've given a couple of important websites. Aretheyregistered.ca, which is where you can check to make sure the business or the entity that you're thinking of doing some self-investing with are registered. That's a safeguard. Also, safeguardyoursavings.ca. But I know the FCAA has got some new social media accounts as well. Where can we find you?
Well, we can find us on Facebook at FCAASK. You can find us on Instagram, FCAA_SK. Find us on LinkedIn, Financial and Consumer Affairs Authority of Saskatchewan. And you can find us on Reddit, FCAASK.
Okay, good stuff.
These are new, and we're hoping to, you know, have a lot more information out there for the public.
Lots of great resources, too, on those websites that we talked about. So all of those good touch points just to avoid yourself losing some cash, which is what this is all about. November is Financial Literacy Month. Dean, I appreciate you giving us some time, as always.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Dean Murison, Executive Director of Securities for FCAA. Again, lots of different places to find them. Their website's very helpful, safeguardyoursavings.ca, probably the main one. But again, if you're wanting to check to see whether or not an entity is registered, if you're one of the people that's more inclined to do your own investing, you can check them on aretheyregistered.ca. This is one of those things I don't do. I have someone that helps me with. I don't presume I know better. I don't do my own investing. I have someone that I go to help me with that. But lots of people. It's all about passion. It's all about interest. It's all about knowledge. Just make sure that you are safeguarding yourself and your finances. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.